Please join me in prayer this morning. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable today in your sight. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, today we begin a new year, don't we? Please do something for me. I'd like you to think about the day you were born. Not only think about the day you were born, but think about the days, weeks, and months, and early years after you were born. How did you ever make it through that time? And I'm sure you will agree that you were utterly and totally dependent on your parents for everything. They had to work to take care of you. They fed you. They changed your diapers. They provided a home for you. They comforted you when you were upset. They tried to protect you from harm. It's estimated that the cost of raising a child these days is $250,000. Probably includes college costs too. Yet, you never received a bill from them for your care, did you? Why not? Well, you did not receive a bill because you are part of the family. You bear their name, and you are an important member of the family. There are many similarities here with your relationship to God and His family. Think about the day you were baptized into Christ. You were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, weren't you? And whether you were baptized as an infant or baptized as an adult, you were and are totally dependent on God for every aspect of your new life in Christ. This was only made possible by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not only did God do all the work so that you might be saved, He also does all the work so that salvation might be yours. And just like your earthly parents, He continues to take care of you in a different way through the proclamation of His Word and Holy Communion. He washes the dirty diapers of your sins in your holy baptism, and He continues to wash them every time you return to Him and sincerely confess that you have sinned again. He feeds you with His own body and blood. And on top of it all, He is willing to make His house your eternal home. There was a cost for your care here also. For you to be part of the family of God, it cost Jesus His life. Yet you will not receive a bill from Him either. Why not? Because you belong to Him and bear His name. All this comes as a result of being given God's name. So today, on the first day of 2017, We give thanks and recognize that God blesses us with everything He is and has through His name. This day really matters whether you realize it or not. It's a lot more than just New Year's Day. And it's a lot more than all those football games that will be played later on. It's a real special day in the history of the church. On this day, 1 week after when we observe Christmas, or use the Hebrew counting, saying 8 days after Jesus' birth, they count the day He was born also. On this day, the baby Jesus was circumcised. All good Jewish boys were supposed to be circumcised 8 days after their birth. And they were also given their name on that day. And this is significant because in the case of Jesus, He was given the name God had given Him, as His angel had instructed both Mary and Joseph. Jesus means Savior, or the Lord saves. And note that on the day when Jesus was officially named in front of everyone, He was also circumcised. In His particular case, the first drops of His blood that were shed in this procedure was a sign of the spilling of His blood that was yet to come. Having God's name means having a special relationship with God. Just as having our present names mean we have a special relationship with the group on this earth. And also, we are called Christians, which contains the name of our Savior. That should mean something to us. And that should also indicate to us the importance of how we act. We should not act in a manner unworthy of the name that we bear. Alexander the Great acquired a great empire. And despite how large it grew to be, his troops were still directly responsible to him. And their misbehavior could easily result in them being punished or even being put to death. He was particularly disgusted when someone deserted his army. And on one occasion, a young soldier did just that. He deserted the army during a battle. But later on, this guy was caught. And they brought him before Alexander the Great, who had done his homework, and he knew something important about this soldier. "What is your name?" Alexander asked the young soldier. And the young soldier didn't want to answer, but he knew that he had to. "My name is Alexander," he said, shaking and looking away. "Alexander!" roared the emperor. "Change your conduct or change your name." looking back on the past year, if we are honest, we can probably find a number of sins that show that we also are unworthy of the name that we bear. With our nature, it's very easy to sin by our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And sometimes we sin by not doing the things that we should be doing. But isn't it a great comfort to know that we have been blessed through God's name, and that through the blood of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, He forgives the sins of all of those who bear His name. God's claim on us by bestowing His name means everything. Because outside of God's name, what is there? The curse of sin and death. Acts 4:12 states, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And John 3 instructs us, "Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." Last night, across our land, many celebrated the ending of a year, perhaps in very festive ways. But today, and almost every Sunday, we hear an ending more worthy of celebration. It's in our reading from number 6 today, and it goes like this. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace." The Lord gave these words to Moses to use as a blessing on the children of Israel as they made their way through the wilderness. And He made a promise. He said, listen carefully, "So shall they put My name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." He's still blessing His people today. Pastors are called and ordained to say what the Lord said, just as Moses and Aaron were. God Himself blesses these words. The blessing comes from Him. And we can be assured that as His people, that all of our sins have been forgiven through Jesus. Not just today, but any day when we sincerely invoke the name of our true God and ask for forgiveness. You have God's attention. You are part of His family. And He is willing to bestow the blessings of His name on you every day of your life. What wonderful assurance this is to us as we enter the year 2017. Amen.